This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 631 and three quarters, down two. December, 642 and a half, down one, make that three and a quarter. Soft September wheat, 529 and three quarters, down two and a half. December, 553 and three quarters, down two and a half, now down two. September corn, 366, down five and a quarter. December, 374, down four and a half. March of 15, 385 and three quarters, down four and three quarters. July, 401 and three quarters, down four and three quarters. August soybeans, 1182 and a quarter, up five and a half. November, 1076 and three quarters, down eight and a half. August soybean meal, 382.60, up 230. August soybean oil, 36.37, down 20. August live cattle, 151.75, they're up 12 and a half. October live cattle, 154.52 and a half, up 20. August feeders, 211.60, down 5 cents. September, 212.27 and a half, down 2 and a half. August lean hogs, 125.82 and a half, down 125. And October is 113.30, and they are down 25.
Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.
This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. Also flying out the door this morning is 135,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to unknown destinations during the 2014 and 15 marketing year. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart, Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, in a word, the free fall continues.
Yeah, it does, but those export sales this morning helped bring beans back. We had old crop beans that had been down to 66, came back to 84. They're up 5 3/4 right now at 82, 83. Corn was down 7-8. We're only down 4-5. New crop beans were down 15, they're down 9. So we have come back off lows, but good weather forecast pretty much telling industry in Chicago that we're going to have better crops and pushing prices lower.
There's nothing in the weather threatening, is there, really?
Nothing. There's going to be some heat this week, but, you know, heat's going to help us.
So, and we did gap lower, both on corn and soybeans. We have to note that as well. I guess the question is, where do we catch? Where does the market catch on the downside?
I don't know if there is a catch area right now. Usually by this time of year, by the 1st of August, we're looking at, going back up a little bit. But right now, there's no bad weather out there. And forecast-wise, the rest of the world, as far as what they're using, a lot of industry thinks they've got us using too much beans, but you just don't know. So that's where we be. I don't know that there is a catch. Last week, one of the guys that's listened to a lot by various people was talking about, 370 corn now, and then 350, and then 330, and then 310, and he actually even mentioned $8 to $9 soybeans. I don't know if anybody's ready for any of that kind of stuff, whereas most people are looking at 10 on the beans and maybe 330 on the corn, but that's still down a lot further. We're looking for bounces to be able to sell, but they just haven't bounced.
And any small bounce is being aggressively sold.
A 5 cent bounce in beans and a 2 cent in corn is being sold, literally.
What do you make of the CFTC report? And the soybeans, the non-commercials, those are the speculative crowd, finally got themselves net short. But in the corn, there's still, well, I know some sales happened over the weekend and somewhere between 90 and 100,000 long.
Yeah, and eventually those will, you know, somebody's going to have to do something with them. Do they just keep letting them leak out on them, or do they turn it around and nobody knows what they will do because nobody knows the way they think? But they still are net long corn, so if they do get out, that could push corn another 20 real easy.
And I would imagine the commercials are in no hurry at this point.
No, they are really not. The doldrums of summer almost. We could go either direction for a little bit, but still looking at the weather and the possibilities of a giant crop pushing things lower.
And I wouldn't anticipate basis being much help either.
Basis at the local level isn't as good as it was last year or a month ago.
So if you're a producer, and you have this additional problem because you thought you were 50% sold, but you're only 30% sold, what are you going to do?
Sell more. Somebody on the point of the programs yesterday talked about, you know, farmers are going to store it all and then next summer take less than they could get for it right now. So I would be getting rid of some now, protecting the bottom side. If you're not, I mean, if you're talking 330 corn, that's still another 44 cents away. Take that times 100 bushel an acre. That's a bunch of money. On beans, you're still talking 75 cents away from the $10 figure. Take that times 50 bushel an acre. That's a bunch of money that you need to protect.
So how best to protect it? What seems to be the most efficient way of doing it right now?
Cash, buy puts, sell out of the money calls, various programs.
What's the put run right now?
It depends on what you buy. A 370 corn put, 18 cents. One outfit today bought 360s for 16 cents, and they expect to make, you know, triple their money on it. On beans, we're at 1070. A 1080 puts 50 cents. But if we go to, you know, 10 bucks, you're going to have at least 80 cents and probably more.
Is a wheat a leader or a follower to the downside? I can't make up my mind because every day it seems to be playing a different kind of role.
The other day it was a leader down. Today it's just kind of a follower. We're getting to the point where wheat harvest is, you know, in its last 20%, so that it should make a low and start up. But they've found better yields as they go north on the wheat harvest here. And the rest of the world has more wheat than they need. Everybody had a good wheat crop this year.
So
today it's a follower.
Yeah.
Friday it was a leader.
Right. So does wheat have to make a low before corn makes a low?
Not necessarily, no. Wheat is $1.50 above corn, so you figure out the spread as costs and all that stuff. We're feeding corn now, so corn usage is up, wheat usage is down. If they get close enough together, they'll start putting wheat back in the diets instead of corn.
Should not the U.S. Perhaps begin to see some pickups in corn exports? I guess I did see in Brazil that corn is below production levels for their insurance now, right?
Right. It is below in Brazil, yeah. And here we've continued to sell across. The export market's been good to us. We'll have huge export sales for the year.
All right, Pete, thanks much.
Oh, bye.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September hard red winter wheat, 632.5, down 1.25. Soft September wheat, 531, down 1.25. September corn, 366.75, down 4.5. December, 374.5, down 4. August soybeans, 1180, up 3.25. November, 1075.25, down 10. August soybean meal, 380.70, up 40 cents. August soybean oil, 36.38, down 19. August live cattle, 151.97.5, up 35. August lean hogs, 125.82 and a half, down 120. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.